Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes away. I actually was thinking, like, while I was plugging the power hour earlier, should this have been like the power 80 today?
Maybe. It definitely could have been the power 80. Definitely. I think we could fit everything in. Golf bets makes it a little tricky.
What is your distraction level right now with what's going on, like, on your screen with spreadsheets, et cetera, and like, and or line movement and injuries?
Not a ton, but I had stuff opening up for college football, and I think it like completely destroyed this quick link connection.
So you're good. You're good. I just saw like when your eyes start darting back and forth from screen to screen. Yeah, I'm like,
that's why. That's why it was. No, it wasn't. I'm not doing any college basketball work this break. Next break, big time, and the break after that for sure. But no, it was just trying to get the college football stuff open because I was like, oh, I don't have anything college football open on my desktop, and trying to get the odd screen open. And when I open like two things at the same time, basically my face just becomes this fat frozen frame on the screen in the split screen, and then like the audio is delayed, and I'm like, oh. Is everything about to just crash like a house of cards basically right now? But no, doing fine. Honestly, stress level's really low.
Downtown Mike Brown. Mike, if you had the opportunity to reenact the scene from Office Space where Michael Bolton, Samir, and Peter destroy the printer or whatever, PC load letter, with Quick Link, would you in fact take us up on that offer and reenact the scene?
Yes, I would. Very much so.
Right. He can't even really sing any of the lyrics from the song, which is unfortunate.
Die, die, bleep, die would be the lyrics of the song.
Back up in yo with the resurrection.
Well, that you can say. That's no problem. You can say that line if you wanted to. All right. Power Hour coming up next here on You Better You Bet. But until then, we'll do a little holiday music to close the segment. But should we play the Lochmas? We haven't played the Lochmas music all week. I feel like we need it like at least one more time before we officially
people were asking in the break. They asked, and I was like, "Well, maybe we just play the holiday music." Do you want to play the actual Lochmas music? You really want to play it?
I want to do it like one more time, like this. It doesn't have to be today, but I want to do it one more time.
Okay, when are we, Friday for the full? Well, tomorrow, like I guess I should
for
get
the playoff
for Friday games
to
tomorrow. Oh yeah, definitely. But like Friday to give the Saturday championship game picks. Maybe we play the Lochmas theme, like that Friday segment.
How good is the song One More Time? Is that Daft Punk? Who does that?
Yeah, Daft Punk, yeah. One more time. We're going to celebrate dance free.
I want to tell a story about me. Should surprise nobody.
Let us know.
Yeah. So when I was the board op for Sirius XM NFL radio, at the time it was Sirius NFL radio, when the Giants were making their run to a Super Bowl title, 2007 season. So this is early 2008. After they beat the Packers in the NFC championship game, I made a show open for the show the next day, for the evening show that I was working on the next night, which was Billy Joel, New York State of Mind. And it was it ended with Lawrence Tynes' field goal going through the radio call by Bob Papa. Into I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line at the end of New York State of Mind. And like, I like basically cried when it aired. Cause I was at the time still like in all seriousness, like I was actually like almost in tears.
No. Yeah, I got it.
And then before the Super Bowl, I created one with all the Giants. I basically turned it into a giant show. I created an open and it was set to One More Time. And it was all the lyrics because we needed one more win to win the Super Bowl. And it was a national show and I turned it into a New York show. So there you have it. That's my One More Time story.
That's right. Yeah, that's what, and I watched it, and then I cried. I cried as it was airing. Like, oh, that's.
I mean, I got. So, I had. It was like Bob Hoppe, like, and it's good, and the Giants are going to the Super Bowl, and I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River Line. Now the New York state of mind is Mike Lennon's neck.
Right, right. Now the state of mind is. Now. What did you call Joe Judge? A phys ed teacher to Brian Baldinger?
Gym teacher.
Yes.
And Baldy was like, "Yeah, well, I agree 100%." I love how he goes, "Thank you for saying it, so I don't have to." Also, I agree.
All right. Thanks for saying it, so I don't have to. Also, everything you said is true, and the Giants suck. Like, oh, okay.
No, it wasn't just everything that you're saying is true. It was everything you're saying is true, and I agree with all of it.
Amazing. Right. I'm glad you said it, so I don't have to. Oh boy. But yeah, they're
also
miserable.
I'm
the coach is a gym teacher. Right?
I'm glad you said it, so I don't have to. Also, I am now saying.
Also,
it.
Now you can count me as someone who was saying it.
Yeah, love it, love it. Okay, let's get Ken Slutz on the college football playoff, and David, we can roll up the holiday music now here on You Better You Bet.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
I just picture like Tim Allen falling off a roof. All right. Well, Ken, our penultimate college football playoff rankings. Penultimate, such a good word. I feel like it's one of those words where like you'd think that everyone knows what it means, but like probably less than half people know what it means that you probably deal with on a regular basis. And when you say it, it's one of those words where people are like, wow, like this person's got to be really smart.
Impresario.
And ultimate.
Maybe another one we used earlier in the show.
I use that word extremely incorrectly. Like impresario does not mean what I think it means, but I feel like it sounds like a word that means like someone who is in charge of something, like the impresario.
But how many people do you think know that you were off base?
Zero.
Very few. Yeah, very,
zero.
Very few. Yeah.
I mess with people all the time that I just meet. Like I will say things that I know are incorrect, but I say them with like such a tone of confidence and like assuredness that like they believe me and I am lying and they just believe it.
And I am lying and you suckers bought it.
And you bought it hook, line and sinker. All right. College football playoff rankings, penultimate edition.
Yeah.
Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Bama 3, Cincy 4, OK State 5. Ken, how do you think this is going to turn out?
And Notre Dame 6, it's worth noting. Very very
Dame
much
six.
Alive based
How
on...
How about the committees? Like, by the way, the coach left, so now they can't get in. That's great.
Yeah, they're already tipping their hand a little bit on that one. That's like, don't expect to see this team in. They ain't playing another game, and their coach left. So, sorry, guys. How do I think it's going to play out? I think that... Well, I mean, you can use the point spreads and play it out that way. Do I think there's going to be, like, a significant upset? Am I betting on a significant upset this week? No. The most likely one to happen would be Baylor winning. And the idea of what happens in that. So I, you know, the most likely scenario is Georgia wins, Michigan wins, Cincinnati wins, Oak State wins. If that happens, then I think the, like, you know, basically the idea is that Alabama would be out at that point. So I think the first, like, pivot point basically is what has to happen for Alabama to still make it. That's like sort of the pivot point. And
if they
I say
lose
pivot point,
close, just, they're in, right? They lose close, they're in. Like they lose like a field goal at the buzzer, like they're in.
So I think that based on what I've heard from a lot of people who I trust who talk about college football, they all think there's like no way they can lose by any margin and make it. They think if they lose, it's just done. And that's how I felt for a long time earlier this year. And now that we've gotten here and I look at the teams that they're competing against from a resume standpoint, I'm not actually sure that that's true, which is sort of heartbreaking in a way, because it's like, oh, so you just don't have to beat anybody and you make it, you're Alabama. And Saban will, I mean, he'll go on Van Pelt after the game and give like a huge impassioned plea to make it, which he does every year.
Can I stop you here and just say something? I feel like this is a hot take and like it shouldn't be. Is there anyone out there that would really rather see Georgia play Cincinnati than like Georgia Alabama? Like, let's say Georgia wins, like they're down by two and they kick a field goal in the final play of the game and win by one. Is there anyone out there that would really rather see Georgia versus Cincinnati than Georgia versus Alabama again? Like, is there actually someone out there that would rather see Cincy instead of Bama? Right. Or Oklahoma State. But I mean, Bama's the one. Like, would you really rather see Cincy over Alabama in the playoff? Like, really?
I think a lot of people would be like, oh, but like, we never see a team like Cincy make it. Like, they can get in and like, what if they beat a big team? Like, that'd be really fun. Okay. Like, I, you know, one of the reasons why we watch March Madness is literally games that play out exactly in that way. And we root for the underdog in those situations. So, okay, that makes sense. An extra wrinkle to this. So do you think Bama's in if they lose is like part one of honestly betting right now, because the futures market, depending on your opinion on this topic, you could be able to find a valuable bet. If you think Alabama can lose and actually still like make it in a lot of permutations, like, you should probably bet Alabama. And if you think there's no chance they lose and make it, and you like love some of the other teams that are playing this weekend, then maybe you should bet Michigan to win the national championship. And I think the idea in both of those bets would be, in each case, so if Alabama has a chance to make it still, or if Michigan wins, they would both be on the non-Georgia side of the semifinals if that were to happen. Because I think one thing that's under the radar here, and it probably won't matter if Alabama loses, stuff holds, it won't matter a lot, but I think there's like a 0% chance they'd have the rematch be the semifinal game. Like, they'd wait until the final and they would like draw it out as long as possible. Think of it like March Madness. It's basically a television show. The matchups are set up. People, they can say it's not rigged. It's rigged. It's a television show. So like, if it's Georgia, Alabama, and they both make it, they're not going to have them play again immediately to determine. They're going to have that be the title game. They're going to have that be the rematch. And the only way Alabama would probably make it in a lot of those situations is if they lost close. So there'd be drama that would build there for the rematch of the game. Like, they're not going to give you the same game again a month later that we just watched, and not possible. So they'll put Alabama on the opposite side. So that makes Alabama futures kind of valuable, because then Alabama's going to get Michigan or Michigan State, get Oklahoma State, or get Michigan, honestly, but not Georgia is the point. So they become more valuable. And then obviously if Michigan holds serve, then they're the two no matter what, and they don't get Georgia in the semifinal. Avoid Georgia as long as possible would be the goal in making a futures bet for that. But it really comes down to, and I don't have an answer to this question, how many permutations exist where Alabama makes it? Because there are plenty of scenarios where a lot of these teams lose. Houston's really good. Like, Houston can beat Cincy. I mean, Kanish came on and tell you he likes Houston in the game. I like Houston a little bit in the game just from a numbers standpoint. But, like, Houston has one loss, and it was the start of the year, and it was a game they should have won. They've won every game since then. The difference between them and Cincinnati may not be actually that significant. If Cincy loses, Baylor is extremely live against Oklahoma State. Everyone's been betting Baylor all week. That number's like 4.5, 4. You know, there's a lot of upsets that could occur here where you could actually have the flip side. And this is the first time in playoff history this will be true. You could have a scenario in which there are no deserving teams and you have to figure out who makes it. And you have like three open spots if Michigan loses. But let's say Georgia beats Bama, Michigan wins, everybody else that could make it loses. Cincy loses, Oak State loses, Bama lost to Georgia. Like, what's the decision point at this
time? Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Clemson. Let's run it back.
A couple people think that Baylor is live in that situation by virtue of beating Oklahoma State and being a conference champion with two losses. People
Revenge
think Ohio
for
State
Baylor
might be live.
After not making it the first year of the playoff?
Right. And I think they almost tipped their hand with Notre Dame. Like, you know, maybe they'd probably jump Baylor over Notre Dame with a new coach maybe at this point, which would be kind of interesting. So I think this is unique in that we've never had a situation where there were plausible losses that could occur in bunches on the last week. And we really have no idea who would make it. We've almost always gotten to the last weekend and been like, well, there's two ways this could play out. And we know what's going to happen no matter, like, it's all very set. It's like six teams for four spots. We know what would happen no matter what. There's a lot of, ooh, I don't know, like a lot of splitting hairs kind of decisions that are remaining.
The wackiest team that can make the playoff is who?
I mean, it has to be Baylor, right?
All right. Next hour, final hour, you better, you bet. Power hour, all our bets for tonight, NHL, NBA, college hoops, and golf.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.